Hey there, welcome to another episode of What's the Truth. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle, and today we're tackling lie number 53. I can't believe it, guys. I mean, we're almost at the end of a year and almost at a full year of the podcast. Lie number 53 is all about, I don't feel good enough for God. You are listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a wife, author, speaker, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Each week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. Today, I am continuing this series regarding the four-week Know Your Worth study, talking about these common focuses and feelings that we have in regards to God. And I work with women every single day, and I hear and read and have these conversations regarding, I don't feel good enough for God, or why does God care about me? Why does God love me? I think at the core of who we are, we genuinely ask these questions when we're frustrated, when we're overwhelmed, when we don't really see kind of the light at the end of the tunnel. I created this four-week study, and it is free for you. Just head to the show notes in the link below. Grab your study. But I created the study based on feedback that I received from so many women after reading my book, Know Your Worth. Know Your Worth came out in 2015, and I cannot believe it is 5 years old already at the time of this recording. And women would use Know Your Worth inside of Bible studies and small groups or with their friends. And they kept asking me, you know, do you have a study, something that I can read alongside this? And I really wanted to take the reader deeper into our worth in Christ. What does that mean? What happened on the cross? What happened after the cross? What's happening now? And it answers all of these questions. So this lie is just kind of wrapping up the series of the four-week study, talking about knowing your worth in Christ. And yes, I said it. It is free. It's a free four-week study for you to grab, to do it with other women, to do it by yourself. You can grab my book, Know Your Worth, and read it together alongside, or separate, or one at a time. The beautiful thing about this study is that there's really no wrong way to read through it or to do it. I said at the beginning of this episode that we're at lie number 53, which means we have one more lie before we come to a full year of the podcast. I cannot believe that we have come this far. We started out as, you know, one day a week on Wednesdays, and then more toward a couple months ago, we really started to shift into two times a week, Mondays Truth Talk and Wednesdays Are the Lie, typically with guests. And I wanted you to stay tuned because next week, I'm going to be talking about the lie that who you once were is who you will always be. And I'm going to be sharing more of my personal story. Maybe you don't really know what I do behind the scenes or how I got here, or, you know, what is it that you do? You just do this podcast, or you just write these books, or what is it that you do? And so make sure you subscribe to the podcast today. And also, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. I want to know what your favorite episode was this year, or maybe this is your first time listening. I'd love to know your favorite takeaway or things that you are learning. So just again, thank you for being on this journey with me. It means so much to me, and stay tuned for next week. Okay, now it's time to dive right into this week's lie, which is, I don't feel good enough for God. Now, I don't know if maybe you've ever said these exact words, but I was like praying and asking God of just show me what women tend to struggle with. This is the fourth week of the study. And as I began to talk with women, and women just started coming to me, they were talking about things that they were writing in their journal about how they just didn't feel good enough. They had to really work to feel as though they deserved God's love. And I think there's this really common war inside many of us. And it's this war that I've been seeing between who we are in Christ and who we think we should be. It's this constant war, right? Of we're so close to our sin, but what does God say? I want to live what God says, but I also know, you know, everything that I do day in and day out. And so when we think that we don't measure up to who we think we should be, it day in and day out, it can begin to wear us out, right? When we think we don't live up to a certain expectation, you might ask yourself, you know, how could you be good enough for God when you don't feel good enough in the everyday? you know, the mundane things that we do, right? Laundry and dishes and cooking, right? Just these everyday things. Like how does God really love me? And I don't feel good enough. And maybe I'm complaining or grumbling or, you know, just feeling like I'm missing the mark. And I remember many moments in my own spiritual journey where I just kind of believed God was separate from me, you know, where he almost sat on his throne and just, I kind of just read the Bible and it was the separation of him and me. And well, I was just trying to learn about him, but there was no we in the conversation. And for me, I know that that really stemmed from, I had a really hard time in earthly relationships, understanding how to have a really healthy earthly relationship. You know, what did that look like to for people to love on me, to be kind to myself? And that really translated into my own spiritual journey with God. And I really had to walk that process out of what did this look like? What did this relationship with God look like? You know, I didn't feel good enough. I, you know, had all these rules that I felt like I was breaking and I couldn't live up to. And, you know, I just want to encourage you that here's the good news, right? Is that our biology and generations before us do not have to dictate our present reality. I think oftentimes we look and we go, well, you know, generations past, people just didn't feel good enough, right? And so therefore, maybe that's just a part of who I'm supposed to be believing. So I'm just here to like break that off of you in Jesus' name, is that just because someone in your past didn't feel good enough and they even might have spoke that over you doesn't mean that you have to live to a standard that they believed. You know, God created us to be thinking beings, and so our mind tells our brain and our body what to do. It's our thought life that leads us higher. It's our thought life that leads us down a road to believing lies that are not true about our new life in Christ. So our thought life really dictates this direction that we tend to head. Doubt begins to be eliminated when we really believe that Jesus died for us on the cross. I think many of us have accepted Jesus as our Savior, but there's this process of renewing our mind and fully believing without a doubt that we are who God says we are. Romans 8:6 reminds us of this truth that what we meditate on will produce life or death. The lies, the feelings, all of it will produce something in your life because every thought is a seed, and depending on what thoughts you water, they will grow. Romans 8:6 says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." See, all sin is carnal, but not our carnality is sin. And carnal really just means the five senses. So, you know, that would be us living by what we see, taste, smell, hear, and feel. And if we live by our carnal senses, those five things, then we're not really living by faith, are we? Because faith isn't what we see, it's what we hope for and in. We can think of being carnally minded, you know, when our thoughts are being focused really on that physical world. Like I just said, of, you know, when we're thinking on, okay, well, I'm praying, but I don't see it. Well, we, right, get to see it and pray it and believe it before we even see it in the physical world. And death in the scripture means anything that is a result of sin, and that includes death's progressive effects, such as sadness, loneliness, illness, or anger, or anything along those lines that really cause us to slowly kill our soul. In so many words, if I can say that, I guess more bluntly there, but it really is that when the enemy tries to come in and take these little pieces of our identity, which he really, let me be clear, he can't take them. And when I say take them, it's really us giving that permission over to him, like permission granted to say, yeah, you know what? You don't measure up. You're not good enough. You're not all these things. And I'm not here to say you are good enough. I'm not here to also preach this gospel of, yes, you're so good and you're just good enough and you're great and you're perfect and you're wonderful. I'm just not that girl either as well. I'm going to challenge you with your thoughts. I'm going to challenge how you think, but we're just not good enough. And so many of us, when we hear that, we go, then what's the point? Why am I here? What am I doing? And that's the other great news, is that we have to actually say, I am not good enough, but he is, and he makes me good, and he calls me good, and he calls me to a higher purpose, right? When I try to do things in my own way, I'm just not good enough. It's going to lead to death. If I'm prideful, if I have jealousy, if I have anger, I mean, all of those things are really sin, but we tend to cover coat them with comparison and jealousy, because comparison and jealousy feel a lot better than saying you're living in sin. And when I actually began to really grasp that, of like just how ugly comparison is, for example, or jealousy, and really at the root of that is just greed of why is she getting what I feel like I should be having, I think that this can really open up our eyes to what's happening in our own souls. So you're not your disappointment. Pain is not your definition of worth, and your biology doesn't determine your value. Not feeling good enough may be, in fact, something that you feel, but it's not the absolute truth. Sometimes lies speak so loud and for so long that they actually identify and look like truths. The enemy will often use lies, but sprinkle in partial truths, right? You might hear somebody say something that sounds really true, but it's not based on the word of God, right? I think we really get caught up, and I'm going to do a little sidetrack here, but the self-love lie, you know, we'll just love yourself and love yourself. And, you know, I already did a podcast on that, and I'll make sure I link it below, but the self-love lie of just this idea that if I just find and love myself, then I'll have everything I need. And well, how many of you have been searching for self-love and just can't seem to find it? Okay. Anyway, I digress. I'll make sure to link the episode for the self-love lie below as well, and just in case you want to listen to that. But let's go ahead and continue this conversation that I don't feel good enough for God. I love the words that Jesus spoke at his death on the cross, and he said, "It is finished." He set into motion this full reconciliation of us to God, our Father. It was just the fulfillment of the law. And it was Jesus fulfilling the law so that we can live under grace, which is just a weight lifted off of our shoulders and a debt we could never have paid. From the beginning, you were never good enough. It was the world that has tried to convince you otherwise, right? It's the world that has said, you are not good enough, and you're never going to be good enough, and you're never going to live up to the standard, and you're never going to be like her. And so when we start to just go into this, I guess, rabbit hole, we just begin to go, well, if I can't be good enough for anybody here on this earth, then I must not be good enough for God. Let me remind you that the love and the voice of the Father is kind. It might have instruction, it might have correction, but it will always be kind. He's not going to condemn you. He's not going to make you feel terrible about yourself. He's not going to say terrible things about you. You get to rest from your royal seat in heaven. You don't have to work for it. The life that we get to live right now is for our good and for his glory. And so we get to ask, how is he working through us right now? Here are a few things that prune us and help us to grow closer to the Father, the one true vine. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." This is like a kind father because he just wants the best for his children. It does, like I said, come with correction and instruction, but God is not the author of sin. I want you to hear this. God is not the author of sin. And if he's not the author of sin, he cannot be the author of its consequences. When we make the wrong move, make a mistake, you know, turn to the wrong thing, our sin may have an earthly consequence, but our sin doesn't separate us from the Father's love. So many times we think that our sin separates us. Scripture tells us there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Nothing, right? Now, that doesn't mean you just go out and sin, right? We don't have a sinful nature anymore. We have a sin habit. That means that it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance, that we get to turn in a new direction every time we go to the Father. His word corrects us. It's the word of the Father to set us back on the intended path. And it's our willing hearts to lead us to repentance, right? That is, we're willing to say we didn't get it right. And it's our humility that can lead to his promises. Following the Father may be simple, but we know it is not easy. Here is your know your worth reminder for today. Not feeling good enough is not connected to God. You feeling that way has absolutely nothing to do with him and everything to do with what the world is trying to tell you about you and about your worth. On this side of the cross, we get to live a life of freedom under faith through Jesus. And much of our growth will happen when the world's opinions do not rule us and our pain doesn't consume us. Now I'm going to leave you with some of the study questions or discussion questions that you can answer yourself, or you can do this again with a group of women or in your Bible study or whatever it is. I'm just excited to see how God is just going to be working through you with this. But I'm going to ask you a few questions here to get the entire study. Be sure to head to the show notes below, click on the link, jessicahoddle.com/KnowYourWorth study. Pick it up. It's absolutely free. It's my gift to you for being here and just saying thank you. Let me just ask you a few questions to get your brain thinking and moving forward. What truth are you standing on moving forward? What is the new narrative you will have on repeat about who God is and who you are in Him? I want to know what truth. And this is, again, in the study questions to be able to go deeper with the Father. Here's a prompt and a few questions. Spend time thinking or discussing the stories you have been believing. Yes, we're going to go there. What stories, what narratives, what phrases do you keep repeating in your mind over and over again? And I want us to write them down. I want you to think about them. And then I want you to, where did they come from? When did they first start? And how are you moving forward? Sometimes we just need the awareness to bring it right front and center and go, wow, I didn't even realize that I was subconsciously thinking these things all the time. That's just a few of the questions in this week, week four of the Know Your Worth study. And there are many more discussions and questions to ask yourself. But again, head to the show notes, get your study. I can't wait to see how God uses this in your life. You can come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle. Tag me. Show me what it is that you're learning. You can leave a rating and review also, and just share with others what it is that, you know, the Lord is teaching you from the lessons here on the podcast. But until the next episode, I want to remind you that what you feel is not who you are unless it aligns with God's word. Have you ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.